I hope you are ready to get your mind aligned with the truth of God's Word. That's our task today on The Morning Mindset, and I want to start out by asking you to recall one of the hardest habits you've ever had to break. Maybe it's a habit you're struggling with right now. You're trying to break an old habit, and those things can be super duper strong, can't they? It's because they've been there a long time. It's because our brains have gotten wired to expect them or to depend on them. There's all kinds of things that cause a habit to be so hard to break. And the reason I'm talking about habits is because today the Apostle Paul is going to bring up a term. He calls it the old self, which in essence is a type of sinful pattern of habits that we are accustomed to living in before we become believers in Christ. We're going to talk about it more in just a moment. But before we do, I want to invite you, especially if you're new to The Morning Mindset, to contact me. I love to hear how people learn about The Morning Mindset and how The Morning Mindset is benefiting you. The more I know about how it's affecting you, the more I can tailor it to meet the needs that you have. So if you reach out to me, my email is Carey, Carey, at careygreen.com. I would love to hear from you. All right, so get out your Bibles. We're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 through 23. And let's pray right now together that our God will lead us as we try to understand His Word. Dear God, give us insight into this issue of our old self. Help us understand what you mean by that and what effect it has on the way we should think about our life now. We're asking you to give us the power through your Holy Spirit to break these old self habits that have ruled us for far too long. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Ephesians 4, 20 through 23. The Apostle Paul has just described this list of ways that people have hardened their hearts and have thereby grown into habitual practice of evil things. And he says here in verse 20, but that is not the way you learned Christ. So he's speaking to people who have now placed their faith in Jesus. And then he says, assuming that you've heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus. And here's that truth that he's referring to put off your old self, which belongs to the former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires. And to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So the apostle is introducing a concept here that honestly, it's very hard to get our thoughts and thinking around. It's hard for us to understand this because we don't always think in these terms. What he's trying to get us to understand is it that old way of life we lived in for so long before we knew that Jesus had given his life for us to redeem us from our sin? Before we placed our faith in him, we lived in this old way, right? We built up all these sinful patterns and all these sinful habits of behavior. And these are habits of thinking. These are habits of feeling. These are habits of action. And all of them kind of work together to make this incredibly powerful stronghold over our lives. You might even say it controlled us and it kept us in this bondage to sin that we were in. But when we place our faith in Jesus, all of that changes. And the reason it changes is because Jesus himself comes to live inside of us. And he creates in us this new self, is what the Apostle Paul calls it right here. And in verse 24, he describes that new self for us. He says, it's created in the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Now, we're going to get to that in a future episode, but right now we want to focus on this old self. What is this? What is it he's talking about? He says it belongs to our former manner of life and it is corrupt through deceitful desires. Deceitful desires. So we have been tricked in the past into thinking all the things we were pursuing were going to bring us satisfaction or fulfillment or meaning or purpose or importance. And he's telling us all of that is wrong. All of that was a lie. Our former manner of life before we knew Jesus is corrupt. And that, my friends, is the anatomy of the old self. That is why it's so hard to get past those old habits. It's because they were ingrained in us through these corrupt and deceitful desires. My friends, I want us to understand this because we are about to understand in future episodes how we get liberated from those old habits. Are you interested? Stick around in the next episodes. We're going to dig into it. Lord Jesus, give us ready hearts, prepared hearts, ready minds, prepared minds to receive your liberating truth from Ephesians chapter 4. Guide us into it as we seek to break these old habits and to put off our old self. That's what we're after, and that's what you've provided for. So guide us in it, Lord. Help us begin that journey even today as we conform our thinking to yours. In Jesus' name. As we wrap up this episode, let me remind you, friends, we are not Christians because of the good things we do. We are Christians because we have received the free grace and forgiveness of God through Jesus Christ. If you would like to know how you can be sure you are a Christian, go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. You will find that link in the description for this episode. And friends, I mentioned that I'd love to hear from you. You can always reach out to me by writing directly to me at Carrie, C-A-R-E-Y, at CarrieGreen, just like the color, .com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.